The pain and trauma of model Reeva Steenkamp's murder and former Paralympian Oscar Pistorius's prison term have been dragged back into the media spotlight yet again. After what was without a doubt a landmark trial for the country and for the globe, as it has emerged that convicted murderer Pistorius may soon be eligible for parole. The law states that a convicted prisoner is automatically eligible for parole after serving half of their sentence. In 2015, the Supreme Court of Appeal overturned Pistorius's culpable homicide verdict and convicted him of murder and sentenced him to 13 years and 5 months in the Atteridgeville prison in Pretoria. This meant that after he was resentenced by the Supreme Court of Appeal for shooting Steenkamp through a locked toilet door, killing her, Pistorius would be eligible for early release in March of 2023. However, this calculation failed to take into account that Pistorius had already served just over 500 days before the sentencing, which could validly be added to his time served. Reeva Steenkamp's parents' lawyer and spokesperson, Tanya Kun, said the family is still struggling with this development.
The parole board takes certain factors in consideration when they convene to consider the placement of an offender on parole. The victim-offender dialogue is just one of the things that they take into consideration. The victim or the family of the victim is under no obligation to participate in victim-offender dialogue. Having been invited to participate in the victim-offender dialogue has opened up the wounds for the family, specifically because they did not anticipate that. Family has not given me any indication of how they will approach these talks as they are still in a very vulnerable and emotional space.
Kun explains that the family was not emotionally prepared for this process so soon, and that they feel the Department of Correctional Services has not taken a victim-centric approach to their process.
Family did not anticipate parole discussions at this point in time, as they were emotionally prepared for Oscar Pistorius to be eligible for parole only in March 2023. Parole should have a victim-centric approach. The family doesn't feel that they've been handled in that manner. As Department of Correctional Services set up an appointment with the family, which they then subsequently cancelled. And then further, during the same week, the family found out via my offices, who had been approached by the attorney of Mr. Pistorius, to advise that the parole board was convening on either the 27th or the 29th of October. So this came as a huge shock to the family.
The Steenkamps lost Reeva on Valentine's Day in 2013. She was dating Pistorius and had stayed overnight at his upmarket Waterkloof home when, in the early hours of the morning, he shot her through a locked toilet door. Pistorius claimed to have acted in the mistaken belief that she was an intruder and he was protecting her. The state alleged he shot her during a violent argument in which Steenkamp locked herself away with her phone. Correctional Services spokesperson Singabako Komalo said Pistorius and the Steenkamp family would be allowed a dialogue process before a parole hearing takes place, but no date has yet been set. This is an ongoing story which we will continue to monitor. For Times Live Podcasts, I am Paige Muller.